Okay. I'd like to call the meeting of the Taney County Planning and Zoning Board of Adjustments to order at this point in time. And Dan, would you give us the roll call?
Dave Plimison.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Bob Hanselman.
Here.
Jack Johnson.
Present.
David Nelson. Mr. Chairman, would you have a call?
All right. And would you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Yes, sir. Taney County Planning Commission Board of Adjustment Hearing Procedures. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held to hear variances, requests, and appeals on decisions made by the Taney County Planning Commission. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal, which is filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each request will be read to the board, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you'd like to comment, you must sign the sheet, which is provided at the front of the room. Registration or comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it is your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in.
Thank you. And Bob, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission, as herein provided. 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use, as distinguished from a mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you very much. And tonight's agenda, we have Forest Park Estates Property Owners Association. Can we have the staff report? Dan?
Taney County Board of Adjustment staff report, Forest Park Estates Property Association, June 16, 2010, number 10-1. Public hearing for Forest Park Estates Property Association, 151 North Rainbow Drive, in the Branson Township, Section 26, Township 23, Range 22. The applicants request an appeal on the March 17, 2010 permit to construct a garage. History: a permit was issued by the planning staff to Gary and Brenda Nash to construct a garage for an RV which will have a laundry room. The property owners will live in the RV while it is parked in the garage structure. General description: the subject property is located in Forest Park Estates Phase 1, 151 North Rainbow Drive. The adjoining properties to the request consist of residential. Review: applicants maintain that the proposed building is covering almost the entire building area of the lot, that it is a habitable building and should adhere to the 10-foot setback in the rear of the property. Summary: if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves these variances, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Permit number 09-52 is revoked. The property owner must adhere to the 10-foot setback requirement to the rear of the property. All provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code met. The decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days of approval. Approval shall expire. Appendix D, 6.
That's it. All right. Thank you. And do you have a video for us?
Yes, sir. First, thank you. Let's start with some slides to familiarize you with where it's at. This is Sight and Town Sound Theater area, Shepherd of the Hills, the old Royal Oak charcoal plant, and it's up above it. The property behind it is Treasure Lake, and this is Treasure Lake storage and maintenance area. And this is a piece of property we're talking about tonight.
Is that the main way to get into that development?
That is really the only way to get into it, other than going through the closed gate of Treasure Lake up by the IMAX.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the property that we're talking to tonight. Again, I need to remind you that the outlines of the property can be an error as much as 20 to 30 feet. However, there's a fence along the back of it. The property line in question is right here, so it does appear that our map line is pretty close to the actual property line. Again, this area behind it, and there is a stockade fence you'll see. The area behind it is maintenance area for Treasure Lake. Okay, this is the original plat, or plat for Phase 1. There has been amended plats filed. However, they only involve the splitting or combining of other lots in the area. The basic final plat of Phase 1 is still in effect. This is the lot we're concerned with here. That is lot number 55. And I believe, I've got a slide later, but I believe the dimensions on the lot is 70-45. I'll have to verify that. Also, if you would, notice on this plat, there are no easements showing on this plat for electrical utility easements of any type. Also, and I do have a copy with it, if you would go through the legal descriptions, etc., in this area, there's no mention of easements in that area. Okay, this is a picture provided to me by the Nashes. And this is a basic concept of what they wanted to put in. They explained it as a storage building, that during the winter months when they're not there, that they could park the RV on the inside. During times they were there, they would park it under the, lean-to area to the side of it. And when they were there residing in the RV, that it would be outside under the lean-to area. Okay, this is a picture of the front of the property. This is the pad here that they intend to build the structure on. This area, the way I understand it, this would be the lean-to area where they would park the RV when they actually used it. This is an important picture here. The importance of it is how fat Eddie is. Anyway. But this is the...
Are you sure that's Eddie?
Yep, that is Eddie.
You can see a label on the jeans.
Okay, this is to the back of the property. This is the stockade fence I was referring to. We'll have a film in a few minutes that will show a little bit better of it. This is looking to the north, to the south from the property. This is turned around the other direction. This is looking north along the property. Again, here's the fence. And the best determination that the actual property line is just to the other side of the fence line, that the fence actually is inside the Forest Park area within inches of the property line on the back side. This is the area in dispute between the pad and the fence, which is measured at about 5.5 feet. Okay? And this is looking north, and you can see the other residents and their separation from the fence, et cetera, down the property line. Okay, our decision was based on the code book, and the Tane County Development Codes state rear of lot setbacks. It says 10 foot. Then down at the last line, it reads rear if non-inhabitable ACC or accessory structure is 5 foot. This is believe what I believe is the intention tonight is the 5 foot plus the non-inhabitable setback on it. And let's see.
So this was an administrative decision.
Pardon?
This was an administrative
yes,
decision.
Yes, sir. It was an administrative decision.
All right.
I'll get back. Yeah, that's it. And, the planning and zoning has always maintained that a garage, a shed that was not, did not have restroom facilities, was not meant to be lived in, is a non-habitable structure. This is the way, we've read it, garages, etc. We've always allowed a 5 foot setback.
Did you have a video, or do you think the video
yes,
is necessary?
Yes, sir, I do have a video.
All right.
I'm a little green at this. I'm like a one-legged paper hanger tonight, so please bear with me. Okay, this gazebo is presently on the property. It will be moved as soon as the structure is built. Again, you can see the pad. This is the front back and set back to the property. This would be looking north from the front of the property. And you can see it's a combination of park models, RVs, stick-built houses, park models that have been expanded and added to. Eddie's going to walk you towards the back. They have had the pad there for quite some time. They've been held up with the dispute over it. Okay, so a little bit of optics here, but this is the separation between the pad, the fence, boundary line. This is looking down to the north again. This structure, too, we've got a problem with. The fact that it is within the 5 foot, and it is obviously a habitable type structure. He's going to turn around, now he's going to look towards the south. There again is the fence. We've got a shed here that's also encroaching setbacks. It's not minimum 5 foot. And I think he's going to look over the top and going to show you that's maintenance area for Treasure Lake.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much. Question, permit number 0952, when was that issued?
Okay. Permit 0952 was issued 4/15 of 2009. I have noticed in the request by Forest Park that they have a 4/17, I believe, 09, which was probably a result of the computer entry date. Okay. Yeah, I have a copy of the actual, well, no, I don't, but the actual permit itself was signed by me on the 15th.
All right. So, thank you. Before we get into the actual hearing itself, there was provided a statement from the group, the Homeowners Association.
Yes, sir.
It says, our appeal obviously is not filed within 90 days of the original decision.
No, sir. The appeal was not filed until 2010. The original permit was issued in 2009.
All right. If I should read a sentence from the statute 64-.870, the appeal shall be taken within a period of not more than 3 months and in a manner provided by the rules of the board. It is my opinion, and I would like to make a motion to that effect, that we not hear this request for appeal because it does not follow the statute according to Missouri statutes, and we do not have any authority to go outside the scope of the statutes. I would entertain that to be a motion.
Second.
I have a motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Mr. Paulson's our attorney here, is with us if you need to ask any. Hearing none, I will go ahead with the vote then. All in favor? Tom, how would you vote?
Vote to, for the motion.
For the motion. Jack?
Vote for the motion.
Bob?
For the motion.
And the chairman made the motion, votes for the motion too. So we will not rehear or have a hearing on this tonight. You can do so.
Yes. Is this an appropriate time?
We are not in session.
Again, Tim Davis, for the record, I am the attorney for the Forest Park Development, that the panel actually misunderstood the nature of the appeal. It's not the appeal of the 2009 building permit. It's that building permit was renewed in March of this year.
We understand that. Thank you. And that's all on the docket for tonight. Thank you for coming.
Well, I can further enter the nature of my objections, that the renewal itself was an error and in violation of the Hidden County Development Guidance Code. I really do think that the board should, listen to that, why the renewal itself was in violation of the Development Guidance Code.
He's the chairman, and I haven't been asked anything. So.
We've already ruled on that. With the motion?
Yes, but what you voted on was appealing the 2009 building permit. The 2010 renewal, the appeal was made within 90 days of the 2010 renewal. So the decision to appeal the renewal was timely.
Well, I think that's a matter for our court to decide. The appeal had to be 90 days from within the time that it was permitted, not even though the extension was not within the 90 days, the permit was still valid as of the date of the extension?
Yes, sir.
Was it not?
Yes, sir.
That's my interpretation.
It was. The request for the permit extension was prior to the expiration of that paper.
And you have the statutes on 64.870.
Yes, and I have the appeal must be filed within 90 days of the original decision. The original decision in this case is the decision to renew the building permit.
You'll have to take that up with the court. Thank you.
Is there a record for the Court of Appeal? Is there a record?
There's a copy of the minutes.
Pardon me, videotape.
be, it is videotaped, it is recorded and broadcast, and the copies of the minutes will be available.
You can get a disc that you can get a record from. All right.
Thank you. Any old business that we have before the group?
No, sir.
All right.
Well, we are making some progress on the code changes, and there's good progress on what zoning classifications we will have, and that will probably go before the Planning Commission again Monday night.
Okay.
And other than that, that's would be it.
All right. You have a copy of the last minutes of the meeting of May. Any corrections to those minutes? If none, make a motion or have a motion made to approve the minutes as presented.
I would make that motion.
All right. Second. Been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the meeting. Call for the vote. Jack, how would you vote?
Yes.
Tom, how would you vote?
Yes.
Bob, how would you vote?
Yes.
And the chairman votes likewise. Anything for the cause for next month that you know of?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. This meeting is adjourned.